Bjorn Baker is online. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, guys.
You're looking forward to this. We're just into the heavy eight, so you're obviously happy to run them all.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it'll be too bad. Funnily enough, at Warwick Farm, we had a lot more rain than they did at Rose Hill. So a few of the guys were in amazement this morning that Rose Hill would only hit 8 mils. But I talked them into it.
You don't start till late. You get there for race 7. You've got a couple of nice mares here. Gibson Symbol, well, she may have got all the breaks winning last time, but she has performed well on a soft track before.
Yeah, she has. I thought the last race really class carried her through. 1300's not ideal, and leading's definitely not her best pattern racing. So I thought it was a good effort. I thought there's a bit more merit in it than probably what it suggests. But her work since has been excellent. She goes well at Rose Hill. She likes a wet track, and I think she's rock hard fit too. So back to 1200 should be ideal.
Champagne Cuddles. Well, she's been placed in a Stradbroke on a heavy track.
Yeah, she has, and she won on a very wet track at Randwick a long time ago as a two-year-old, but she's hopefully got a little bit of residual fitness. She's had two good trials for today, and she's drawn one, so she, I don't know if that's a good or bad place, but she's not going to cover too much extra ground, so hopefully all that combined holds her in good stead.
Does Barrier 1 force you to ride her a little bit closer? It's probably not ideal for her. She likes to just find a balance and then finish with a rush, but I suppose with that draw, you can't just give it away.
Yeah, we'll have a good look at the earlier races and go from there. But I think she's sort of fresh and well. I think she'll probably put herself relatively close without too much pressure.
Lake Lugano, race 8. I think it's its first run for you. She's a fast mare. She's capable of surprising a few here.
Yeah, she is indeed. Funnily enough, I bought her at the Scone English show a long time ago for 10,000. I only had her for the one prep and never got her back. So
really?
It's exciting to finally have a start with her. And it's like the full circle's come back round. But her two trials have been good. I think 1100's probably right at the extent of her best trip. And first up on a heavy track, that'll be tough. But saying that, she's got plenty of ability. I think she's going really well.
Okay, and Impavido, my old mate, he's there to make my life misery today.
Oh, he's hard to catch. He made my life fairly miserable at times too. Well, it depends what Impavido turns up, but he couldn't look any better. I think back to 1800 is probably a good thing, and I think actually drawing wide for him is a positive as well. We'll be able to get him back, get him into clear air, get him out of trouble, and he's got Jean on, so he takes a couple of kilos off. So I think if he's ever going to put his hand up today, at good odds, might be the day.
Beauty. Good luck with him, Bjorn.
Thanks, guys.